stake fence.
Did you ever hear of a picket fence?
Yeah.
How do you say that?
Picket fence.
Okay, is that what I'm describing? Little
yeah.
things coming up and down?
I guess so, yeah. It's wooden, and it's, some of them can be large, can't
Mm. Yeah, I guess so. I don't really know much about fences myself. How about on a farm? Do you know when they would stack, have a fence stacked kind of like this? It's an old-fashioned fence. It's a wooden fence.
I don't know the name of it.
Rail fence?
I guess so. I guess that. I ain't never heard of it.
Haven't you? Do you know the word rail?
Yes. I heard railroad.
Mm-hmm. But that's all that rail means to you, is just railroad.
Yeah.
Okay. Then, if you were setting up a barbed wire fence, you'd have to dig holes for the...
Wire?
Well, the thing that goes in the ground.
Stakes.
Or what's another word for those? Starts with a P.
P.
Pole. Yeah, I like pole, but P-O-S-T is a...
Post.
And if you had several of those, you'd say I had a lot of...
Posts.
Okay, good. And do you have a name for a fence or a wall made out of loose stone or rock?
No.
Do you ever see one?
No.
Now, I know that there are things made out of stone or rock in Atlanta. You know, sometimes around a house.
Yeah, I've seen, but it's not shaped. And just
say along the bank. What would you call that?
A wall.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And then, what are your best dishes made out of?
China.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Excuse me. If you saw an egg made out of that, what would you call that?
An egg made out of China.
Mm-hmm. Just put the two words together.
Egg China.
Other way.
China egg.
Yeah. Do you ever see an egg made out of China? Mm. All right. What would you carry water in, a big thing?
Pail.
Mm-hmm. What's it made of?
Iron.
Okay. How about carrying milk? What would that be?
Pail.
Is it the same for water or milk?
Yeah.
Suppose it were at a well and it were wooden.
Bucket.
Okay. And suppose it were plastic, what would you call it then?
Bucket.
Okay. Do you know what you'd call a kind of bucket or pail that you might put food in to carry to the pigs? What, do you know what they call the food that you take to the pigs?
Slop.
Mm-hmm. So you might call
slop
that?
Slop pail.
Okay, good. And then what do you fry eggs in?
Frying pan.
Any other name for that?
Skillet.
Mm-hmm. Is frying pan what you usually say?
Yeah.
What would you call it if it were electric?
Electric pan or skillet.
All right. Mm-hmm. And did you ever see one of those big black things that they used to put out in the yard to wash clothes in? Your grandmothers probably had them. Wash pot, ever hear of that? What do you call the thing that they boil water in to make tea?
Boiler.
Well, on the stove, sometimes they're whistling.
Tea kettle.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Then what would you call a container that you plant flowers in?
Pot.
All right. How about a container that you, when you cut flowers, you might put them in a...
Vase.
Mm-hmm. And then what are the eating utensils that you set beside your plate?
Fork, spoons, and knives.
Mm-hmm. And if you had just one of the thing that you cut with, you'd have one...
Knife.
Mm-hmm. And if the dishes were all dirty, you'd say, I've got to...
Wash the dish.
And then after she washes the dishes to get the soap off, she...
Dries.
Well, before she dries them, she...
Rinses.
Mm-hmm. Very good. And what do you call the cloth or rag that you'd use to wash the dishes?
Washcloth.
Mm-hmm. And then to dry them?
A rag to dry the dishes.
Okay. And then how about what you use to wash your face?
A washcloth.
Mm-hmm. And to dry yourself off?
Towel.
Mm-hmm. And then if you were at the kitchen sink, what do you call the thing you turn to get the water?